Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Lord. Thank God for another day. We bless God and we do apologize. Glory to God for the delay, but nevertheless, we believe in God. We come online. I'm on phone, but I'm going to have to set up the time, the system for being able to open the lines in a few. But we give God glory and praise and another opportunity to praise his name and come together in prayer to magnify his name and to pray and to intercede and to believe God for greater, for the healing, deliverance, encouragement, exalting, whatever the Lord desires to do. And we welcome you to Divine Connection Blog Talk Radio. Thank God for a faithful vessel, Mother Alexander, in a reminder, got caught up into business and let the time slip, didn't even realize the hour, but that's where we are, helpers one to another. And I bless God for us. And in the meantime, praise the Lord. We thank God for this day and honor him. And we honor the Lord. Glory to God for the vessel that's been celebrated, the Martin Luther King's birthday and all that he has contributed to making things better. But nevertheless, we thank God for Jesus, our Savior, our Deliverer, our Healer, our Burden Bearer, our Waymaker, our Deliverer out of all types of things and the challenges and things that come up in life. We can, as believers, we can cast all our cares upon him and trust him and believe him by faith that he is going to open the doors, close the doors, make the ways, and you know what all that he does to get us into that position and place where he can be glorified in our life living. And so we thank God again for Jesus. We thank God, glory to God, for the Holy Spirit. We thank God for the anointing. We thank God even for this opportunity to be in his presence and to come together on one accord to pray and intercede and thanking God, glory to God, for the promises of the Lord that are rich and maketh no sorrow. Praise the Lord. It's a time and opportunity he has given us to press and pursue, and he gave us a purpose in life, and though we want to fulfill everything that he's called us and ordained for us to do. And we got to be in a place that we be anxious for nothing but by prayer and supplication. Continue to make our requests known, and he will give us that peace that passes all understanding. The system is preparing to come up. I'm going to read something to you, praise God, about being persistent while I'm waiting for the system to come up. It says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereof with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Ephesians 6:18. There is a call in the spirit of perseverance. You have to be dedicated to a divine purpose. Without purpose, you are like a leaf blowing in the wind or a drifting ship with no sail. In Nehemiah's day, he was faced with much opposition. First, his enemies wanted him to come down from the wall and stop the work. When they could not get him to stop, they attempted to get him to compromise the call that had to grip his heart. Not being able to get the compromise, the enemy settled for intimidation. Nehemiah said, "Should such a man as I flee?" That's Nehemiah 6:11. This man of God had reached the decision that if there was going to be anyone running, it would be the devil. The task that God has placed in his hand was more important than the threat of the adversary. In the day in which we live, we need to constantly encourage ourselves in the Lord, speaking to ourselves in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs, Ephesians 5:19. We need to bombard our spirits with the word of God. Praise the Lord. How many of us have made up our mind we're going to persist and pursue and persevere to accomplish whatever God has assigned to us and not allow the enemy to intimidate us, to pressure us, to manipulate us, massage us, or cause us, glory to God, to give in and become a vessel that will compromise or get to a point where we get caught up in anxiety and analyzing it, and glory to God, trying to figure instead of seeking out the face of the Lord and allowing him to guide our steps through the Holy Spirit. So this is an hour and a time like never before. We need to make sure that we're going to persevere and know, glory to God, that our God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and he changes not. And do we believe his report? Do we believe what his word says? Who is he to you? Who do you say he is to you? Praise the Lord. We know God is the I am that I am. Glory to God. And everything that we need, glory to God, we can find it in him. And we only trust and believe. So we trust God today and thanking him for all his great and mighty acts. He is such an awesome God. And I thank God, glory to God, for the power of his anointing. And I thank God, glory to God, that we can trust and believe that God will do what he said he will do in the name of Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. In Jesus' name, we bless him and we thank him. Hallelujah. Great is our God. We thank you, Lord God, that our confidence is in you, and we, glory to God, yield our vessels to you, and we want to be established in you in the name of Jesus. We commit thy ways unto the Lord. Hallelujah. In our thoughts, and it shall be established. Praise the Lord. I believe that's in Proverbs 16:2. Father, we do honor you today and give you glory, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to keep on rejoicing, being glad in you. We thank you, Lord God, for this day. We thank you for this hour. We thank you, Lord God, for the vessels that you prepared, glory out, to come in your presence with thanksgiving and to honor you and to glorify you, to magnify you, and glory to God, to give praise unto your name and to be available for service so we can be able to intercede and intervene, glory to God, through your word and through the anointing. Hallelujah, on the behalf of your people and for those that we are believing, God, for the change of heart and change of mind to come into the kingdom of God. We thank you for a renewed mind, God, and a desire to renew our minds in the name of Jesus. God, we want to be able to walk, glory to God, in the spirit and not, glory to God, walk by sight. We want to walk, glory to God, circumspectly to your word and yielding our vessels, glory to God, unto you. As we cry out unto you and give you glory, praise the Lord, we want to be in a place, glory to God, that we'll be watchmen on the wall. And we'll be in a place, God, that we will not only be watchmen, but obedient to the Spirit of the Lord. So even the walking in the power and authority to bind the hands of the loose and loose the hands of the enemy that come to bring people into captivity, and even that he tried to do in our own lives. And God, to call down every imagination that exalted itself against the knowledge of God and bring it into captivity in obedience to your word in the name of Jesus. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God, glory out, for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for grace. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us that we can make a joyful noise. And thank God for joy, knowing that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us that opportunity to be used for the kingdom of God. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us and teaching us how to endure, glory to God, and how to have thanksgiving and how, glory to God, to glorify your name and bless you and not allow the cares of this life to manipulate and cause us to get off track. God, help us, God, to not get caught up in what's going on around us, but get caught up in your word so that we can make a difference when we pray, glory to God, in the authority that you've given us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we delight ourselves in you. And you said even when we do that, if we delight ourselves in you, you will give us the desires of our heart in the name of Jesus. But whatever we do, God, we want you to be glorified. We don't want to be caught up with lip service. Let the fruit of our lips, glory to God, being in thanksgiving and the attitude of gratitude and be able, glory to God, to commit to whatever you assign to our hands, that we'll carry it out and we'll not get distracted and we'll not get sidetracked in the name of Jesus. Help us, glory to God, to walk in the love and walk in the forgiveness, glory to God, that you call for us to do also in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us, glory to God, to be faithful in the name of Jesus, that we will trust in you, trust in your word. And, glory, I know that you said that we can have the life of an abundance, but it is predicated on the fact that we got to be, glory to God, confident and in being able to be covenant keepers, not covenant breakers, in the name of Jesus. Help us, God, to stay in our prayer closet. Help us to be able, while we're in prayer, believe that we receive in the name of Jesus. When you cause us to touch and agree, help us to agree, glory to God, not wandering, wavering, and whatever like this. Because you say, how can two walk together unless they agree? Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us with this relationship to be able to come together in prayer, all glory to God, and pressing and pursuing after you in the name of Jesus, and pursuing until we can get an answer, until you speak in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you today, and we love you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for loving us so unconditional. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, glory to God, for our food, our clothing, our shelter. We thank you for your generosity, God. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us and for us to get to a place that we appreciate you even in the small things. In the name of Jesus, God, you are such an awesome God. Oh, you're so good to us. There is none like you, and there never will be. Hallelujah. You are the true and living God. We bless you today. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, for glory to God, for blessing these prayer warriors that are so faithful to come on, glory to God, sacrificing their time, making time, glory to God, to spend time in your presence, to minister, to speak your word and decree and declare what your word say. God, to persist, glory to God, and pursue in the name of Jesus. We bless you that we come for no glory to other reasons than to glorify you. In Jesus' name, I thank you for your healing power. I thank you for your deliverance power. I thank you said by your stripes we were healed, and healing is in your wings, and you sent your word to heal. Thank you for the promises of the Lord that add a rich and make us no sorrow. Thank you for delivering us out of the hand of the enemy, out of the distress and the troubles. Glory to God, hallelujah. God, because in the midst of the valley, God, you said, I'll never leave you nor forsake us. So you're in the valley as well as on the mountaintop, and you said you'll work things for our good. Help us, glory to God, to know that we have power over the enemy, over anxiety, and glory to God, and over sickness and disease, over distress and all this other stuff that the enemy is on. That we have power, glory to God, in you through the Holy Spirit. Thank you that we can take refuge and strength, glory to God, in you, in the name of Jesus. And you are present help in the time of trouble. We bless you, God, and we glorify you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that we can take refuge and find shelter and confidence in you. In the name of Jesus, all glory to God, in the shadow of your wings, we take refuge and confidence until calamity and destructions and storms are past. We bless you, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, for answering prayers. In the name of Jesus, by faith we respond to troubles and calamity. Hallelujah. We have full joy in you to triumph, glory to God, and have victory and to be overcomers. Hallelujah, in the midst of the chaos and the pressure, glory to God, that the things that the enemy try to do to try to bind us and try to, glory to God, cause us to be constricted. But the power of God and Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit has given us the authority, glory to God, to put that enemy to flight in all his cause, that we will not be prison-bound in our minds or in our bodies. In the name of Jesus, thank you for blessing us and helping us to mature, to receive the character of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the agape. We thank you for the power of forgiveness. We thank you, glory to God, for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord God, there is none like thee, O Lord. Hallelujah, we bless you. We glorify you. We thank you, glory to God, we can be encouraged and take courage. And we can pray, hallelujah, glory to God, until, glory to God, the victory has been manifested in the name of Jesus. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on you, looking to the hills which cometh our help, realizing it comes from you, O Lord, glory to God. And we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we can speak those things or not as though they were in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of intercession. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, glory to God. Hallelujah, that's on the inside. We thank you for the name of Jesus that we have that authority to speak. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word, glory to you. Your word comes and it cleanses and it encourages and it builds and it uproots and it tears down and it causes us to come be molded into, glory to God, the image of Jesus Christ. We bless you in the name of Jesus. We don't have to bow down to the forces of the enemy and everything that he's offered. God, we thank you that you've given us a people not to walk in compromise, but we are, glory to God, to have victory in Jesus Christ. To have the mind of Christ in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you today as we pray you one for another and those that are caught up in abuse and those that are, glory to God, caught up in anxiety, those that are caught up
in yielding their members, glory to God, to various kinds of things that cause so much chaos in their lives and others. That murdering demon, we bind up in the name of Jesus. Homosexuality, we bind up in Jesus' name. We bind up, glory to God, the confusion that comes to the mind in the name of Jesus. We bind up that abuse, glory to God, in the home and even to the own bodies in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the forces of the enemy, glory to God, that cause people, glory to God, to have vendettas against one another and the prejudiceness in the name of Jesus. We bind you up and command you to be loose from your assignment, Satan. In the name of Jesus, we speak back salvation and deliverance and healing and wholeness and, glory to God, a mind to want to serve Christ, a mind to come to know Him. I pray, glory to God, for doors to come open for those that are in need of food and clothing and shelter, and for those, glory to God, that have gotten caught up in situations or been in abusive relationships or situations or in their home. God, you bring deliverance, bring awareness. God, we're praying, glory to God, that you move in a miraculous way. In the name of Jesus, we come against the spirit, glory to God, of hostility and resentment. In the name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of covetousness. And those, glory to God, that are caught up, glory to God, in doing vindictive things just to get ahead, or glory to God, on lying and cheating and whatever, and especially in the body of Christ. We know that's what the world is going to do. And God, you said the love of money, hallelujah, glory to God, the love of money, and people getting caught up in money and power struggles or trying to get and greed and all this. We curse it and cancel that assignment in the name of Jesus. We speak, glory to God, that even especially in the body of Christ and even the world sometimes, they show an image even more than us in helping one another. God, I'm asking you, Lord, that to help us to line up with your word and to be obedient to what your word is saying. In the name of Jesus, for those that are even out there in the world that don't know you and the pardon of the sins, we pray for an awareness. Take out a heart of stone and put in a heart of flesh. Take the scales off their eyes and stop their ears. God, change of heart, change of mind. God, we are praying, glory to God, even in this crisis that are going on in our nation. We are praying that, glory to God, even it was founded on in God we trust, glory to God, on the currency, and even there was a life living more or less for at least that image to be more or less in the United States. And now we're seeing every kind of God and every kind of religion, every kind of force of the enemy just coming in and trying to sound up the name of Jesus or the work of the kingdom. But God, your word is true, and not for not one jot or tittle would change, glory to God, for what your word is saying. We know there's going to be a raising up and a changing and a revival. We pray for this nation for a change of heart and a change of mind, return back to God or come to God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up every satanic and demonic force that has been coming and infiltrated in, glory to God, and just like with Israel, going after other gods, serve God for a while and get delivered and go back after another God and so on and so on. But God, we are praying even in the midst of all of that's going on, even what the enemy is doing, but the things that you are doing still yet to get your people back in line. It's my people. You know, heard so many. We'll call by our name. Hallelujah. He wants us to repent. And those ones go right out of alignment and go over to God and come into alignment. You'll heal the land. You'll deliver in the name of Jesus. Oh, if you're willing to be, you should eat the good of life. It's a but to some things. And that kind of but of conjunction is when God says in his word that the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came to give you life and life more abundant. We want that kind of but. Not that kind of but, glory to God, is not, glory to God, on the other side when we're not lining up with what you're saying. God, we just believe in you, glory to God, for the healing and deliverance, and we're thanking you for it in Jesus' name. We thank you for the power that you've given us. Help us not to get discouraged and get weak and, glory to God, get caught up, glory to God, in what's going on in the cosmos, that we lose sight on looking to the hills what comes to our help, and not even go over that things going on in our personal life, that will not get so caught up even in that we miss what you're saying. You're not giving us the spirit of fear, but power and love and of a sound mind. And you just say that you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free in John 8:32. Glory to God. Help us to face the truth and be faithful and truthful and honest and glory to God, and allow, glory to God, the spirit of the Lord to have free reign. Don't allow ourselves to get caught up and override the Holy Spirit, that he will have, glory to God, free reign in us. We rebuke the spirit of fear, glory to God, because we are established in righteousness. Oppression and destruction shall not come near me or us. Behold, they may gather themselves and stir up strife, but it is not from you. Father, whoever stirs up strife against us shall fall and surrender to us. I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loves me in the name of Jesus. And God, we bless you and we praise you that we don't walk in the spirit of hopelessness, but our hope, our faith, and our trust is in thee, O Lord. We thank you for rescuing us, glory, out of the darkness into the marvelous light, and that we cast our burdens upon you because you care for us in the name of Jesus. And we're going to lay aside any sin and any weight that so easily beset us in the name of Jesus, not allowing the enemy to come in and sway us or manipulate us or cause us, glory to God, to step out of the line of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the authority that you allow us to walk in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. We open the line now for Mother Alexander to pray as the Lord leads her in Jesus' name. Mother Alexander? Hello? Oh, the line not open for us? Father, 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 what is this? Why is the line not opening? Thank you, Jesus. All right, Mother, we got to try to find out what happened while the line is not open. Your name is up there, but the line didn't open. Father, thank you, Jesus. It's the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to continue to rejoice and be glad in him. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I don't want to close it, because we may end up not being able to talk at all. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, I glorify you and magnify you. You are so wonderful. Glory to God. Without you, we can do nothing, but through you, we can do all things. And we're thanking you for lining everything up tonight, bringing glory to God, everything in this perspective. We thank you, Lord God, for the lines opening up without any problems. Glory to God, and we give you glory and praise for all that you've done and doing. What a magnificent God we serve. Eleon Zorebe Sitero Ramokostoroda Ishala Mamosata. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Now we can let's open again. Praise the Lord. Mother
praise
Alexander.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. He took him to Greece now. Praise God. All right, go ahead and pray.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh,
praise
glory
Lord.
Be to your wonderful name, Heavenly Father. I'm going to read something in Psalms 145, 148 and 5. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Father God, we just want to thank you. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. Both young men and maiden, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of his people. Praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let us praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we thank you for who you are, Heavenly Father. You have been so good to us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for our healing. Thank you, Lord, for our deliverance. Thank you, Lord, for being the Lord of our life, Lord God. So we come tonight, Lord God, just to praise you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord, you are the only deliverer. And we thank you today, Lord Jesus. Thank you for being the Lord of our life. We come today, Lord Jesus, just to give you praise and glory and honor you, Lord God, because you've been so good to us, Heavenly Father. Help us to seek you more and more, Lord God, and to stand firm on the promises, Lord God, because you made no mistakes, Heavenly Father. You said we are overcomers, we are more than conquerors. Help us to walk in the authority you gave us, Lord. that we must stand firm to pray for one another, Lord God. That we must walk in love for one another, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to stand boldly on those promises and to seek you more, that we will stand firm on your word, because we know you are the only living God. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us that power and authority. Thank you, Lord God, for being the head of our life. We give you glory today, Lord. We give you praise, Lord God. Lord, we cannot thank you enough, Lord God, for you've been so good to us, Heavenly Father. Lord, we bring our youth before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to renew their mind, Lord God. Help them to come to know more and more, Lord, that your love is more than all to them. That your love already been established, Lord God. Help them to seek you more, Lord God, and to know that you love them, Lord God. That they will come to see that they're never alone, Lord God. Oh God, we pray, Heavenly Father, each and every one of these young people, Lord, that seek you, Lord, will continue to stand boldly on your promises. Oh God, touch the mind, Lord God. We bind the works of the enemy that come against them, Lord. And we claim victory in their life, Lord God. Ask you, Heavenly Father, to strengthen the inner man in them, Lord God, that they will stand against the wiles of the enemy. These things I ask in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I pray for sisters all over the world, Lord God. Those that know and those that don't know, Lord God. We stand in the gap, Lord Jesus. There is some today, Lord God, that is just far out there, lost their self, Lord God. God, send someone part the crossway to let them know, Lord Jesus, that there is a Heavenly Father that look low and see all that going on. And if they only find a way, Lord Jesus, to call on the name of Jesus, you know, Lord Jesus, touch their mind, Lord God. Help them to come to know, Lord God, that they're not alone. Lord Jesus, have mercy on these young ladies today. Help them to be strong in you, Lord God. Send someone part the crossway, Heavenly Father, to let them know who the Lord Jesus Christ is. And Lord, I pray for the fatherless sons out there. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Have mercy, Lord God. We bind the works of the enemy that come against them. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell, that they have no authority over the mind, Lord. And they will loose their mind, this foul spirit that come to destroy. But we come in the name of Jesus to bind this spirit and to cast them back to the pit of hell, that they will loose these young men, Lord God. Oh God, touch their mind, Lord. Bring newness in their mind. Because, Father God, you see it all, Heavenly Father. And we know, Lord God, that you said above all, Lord, you want us to be in good health, Lord God. And you want us to be prosperous. All your children, you want the best for us all, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that they will come to know, Lord Jesus, that they's not alone out there. They's not alone out there. And Father God, I pray for the homeless, Lord. These are times, Lord Jesus. Touch them, Lord God. Touch their mind, Lord God. That they will go home to some shelter, Lord God. And not just standing out there in the street walking. Touch the mind of these homeless people, Lord. Lord God, you give them favor, Lord. Renew their mind, Heavenly Father. I bind the works of the enemy that come against them. Oh God, have mercy on these people, Lord. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. We know you said in your word, Heavenly Father, cast every cares on you. And Lord, as I see them out there, Lord, I know you is a God that answers prayer. And I know, Lord God, that nothing is impossible for you to do. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Renew the mind, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Only you can do it, Lord God. Only you, Heavenly Father. I bring my sisters before you, Lord Jesus. I'm binding up that spirit of infirmity that come against some of them, Lord. I'm binding up the spirit of deceivers and envy and jealous right now in the name of Jesus. And I cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs in the name of Jesus. That it shall not have dominion over these sisters, Lord. That the love of God shall prosper in their heart, Lord God. Help them to stand strong in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch the mind, Lord. And they always remember that they are more than conquerors. Oh, Father God, we thank you today, Lord Jesus. Thank you for grace and mercy, Lord. I come against that false spirit of sickness and disease that come against the body, Lord. I'm binding up this false spirit right now that attack the body, Lord Jesus. And I cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. I claim victory in every area of their life, Lord. Because, Lord, your word said, Lord God, that by your stripe we were healed. So, Lord, I pray for my sister and them today. Those that is in the hospital, Lord. Those that is at home. I pray, Lord, that you strengthen the inner man in them, Lord. That they will come to realize who they are in Christ Jesus. And they will fight the good fight of faith, Lord God. To know that you'll never leave them nor forsake them. And Lord, I pray for those that don't come to know you yet, Lord. They still on milk. I pray, Lord God, that you send someone partner. Someone partner crossway, Lord. To let them see, Lord God, and to let them learn, Lord God, that there is a God. And that your word is true, Lord God. It never void. If you said it, it shall come. That they will call on the name of Jesus. Claim the healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Claim the deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I bind that spirit that put the folders above the highs, Lord. That it remove that folder in the highs, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. That they will come to the knowledge of truth, Lord God, to know that you are the healer, Lord. You are a deliverer, Lord. And nothing is impossible for you to do. Oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord God. Have mercy on some of these sisters, Lord. Help them to see, Lord God, that you still heal in business, Lord. Healing is still there. Oh, Robo Shatamavasiya. Touch their heart, Heavenly Father. Lord, and I pray for those that is in authority, Lord. Touch their mind, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, touch the mind of those that is in authority. That they make right choice, Lord God. Because the choices they made and bring so much suffering, Lord. Lord, I'm asking you in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch, Lord God. As we stand together in the prayer line, Lord God. Because there's so much need is going on now, Lord. So much hurt, Lord God. For those that is in authority make the wrong choices, Lord. But we know, Heavenly Father, that you can turn it around in the name of Jesus. Renew, Lord God. Renew, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. As we touch an agreement on the prayer line, Lord. For a turnaround of this situation, Lord. Oh, God, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Heavenly Father. Only you can do it, Father God. Only you can change the hearts of men, Lord. Only you, Lord God. And we stand together interceding, Lord God, for a change for the better, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray for the bodies, Lord. Oh, God, touch the mind of your people. Touch, Lord God. Help us to come as one, Lord Jesus, and to stand together to bring down these principalities, Lord. Help us to stand boldly and proclaim the victory that we have in you, Lord. Help us, Lord God, to learn to stand together and to bring down these fear darts of the enemy. because according to your promise, Heavenly Father, you said in the word, Lord, we are overcomers. We are more than conquerors. Oh, Father God, we thank you today. We thank you for being the Lord of our lives, Lord. We thank you for blessing this prayer line, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Roko Shata Asiki. Only you, Lord God. Only you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Ikaroko Shata. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the spirit of wisdom and understanding. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Maroko Sikira Moshata. Touch my sister body, Lord. Strengthen her, Lord God. Because she's more than conqueror, Lord. Help her to stand firm no matter what, Lord. Help her to stand firm. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because according to your promise, Heavenly Father, you said pray for one another. And Lord God, you say when you pray, believe what you ask, it shall receive. For I know you is a God that answers prayer. And I know nothing is impossible for you to do, Heavenly Father. So as we stand together in the prayer line, Lord, thanking you, Lord God, for increase, Heavenly Father. Increase, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Increase in our life. Increase, Lord God, for every need we have, Lord God. You gave us the power to speak against the wiles of the enemy. And you gave us power to speak things into existence. So, Lord, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to walk according to your promises. Help us to learn to be united to bring down these principalities that come against your people, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask these things. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory
Jesus.
To the Most High God. Praise God. We're going to ask Prophetess Michelle to pray now. Praise God. The line is open. Prophetess Michelle, you there?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, we just declare your word. Hallelujah. It is written from Psalms 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Hallelujah. The world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in the holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory, hallelujah, shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Selah. Heavenly Father, we thank you for how we know you today as the Lord strong and mighty, how you are the Lord mighty in battle. We thank you right now, Father God, hallelujah, for this gathering on the phone to intercede, hallelujah. We thank you for that anointing. We thank you for the gift to intercede for others, hallelujah. But first of all, Father, we want to exalt your name on high. For truly there is none like you. Hallelujah. We reverence your presence. We thank you for your divine presence even on the phone line, Lord God. We thank you for how you are our refuge. We thank you for how you are our deliverer. We thank thank you for how you are our strong tower. We thank you for how you are our healer. We thank you for how you are our deliverer. We thank you for how you are our great high priest, how we are able to come boldly to your throne room. We give you praise. We give you glory, for truly there is none like you. We are here just to magnify your name. Great is the Lord, hallelujah, and greatly to be praised, hallelujah. You are high, hallelujah, and lifted up. Glory to God. And we thank you for how your train, it fills the temple. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for your mercies this day. Hallelujah. If it had not been for the mercies of God, hallelujah, we would have been consumed. But because your mercies are new morning by morning, great is thy faithfulness. Thank you for your faithfulness towards us, we your people today, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we come this evening, hallelujah, just to pray, hallelujah, for all those that are in authority over us. We pray for the President of the United States of America, hallelujah, President Donald Trump, and we pray for his salvation, Lord God, that he may come to know you in the pardon of his sins. We ask, Father God, that you, hallelujah, when you hung dead, when you hung, bled, and died, and rose on the third day, you had him on your mind. So, Father, we thank you now for moving and intervening on his behalf, hallelujah, saving his soul, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, not just his life, but his family members. We intercede for him, Lord God. We ask that you send a laborer by his path, hallelujah, to minister salvation, to minister your name, Jesus, to minister the hallelujah, baptism of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, to minister healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. Father, there's nothing too hard for you. Hallelujah. We thank you for his whole household being saved. We lift up the House of Representatives. We lift up the Speaker of the House. We lift up even a situation that's going on where people have been blocked and going to work and can no longer work in over there in the Washington, D.C. area, Father. But, Father, you have the final say. Hallelujah. So we intercede on their behalf. Hallelujah. That you take that heart of stone and turn it to a heart of flesh in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is nothing too hard for you. Make a way for those people who are unemployed at this time because of by the hand of the president. Make a way, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless them and bless them indeed. Hallelujah. Call somebody to go in and be a blessing to a household that may depend on those finances to pay their rent, to pay their school children, to put clothes on the back, to put food on their table. Make a way. We ask that you have mercy, Lord God. Have mercy. We intercede. Hallelujah. Cause them to have daily bread. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We know that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell in it. Their money just don't depend on their job. But, Father, I know somebody in the midst of that situation is saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, and they are crying out to you. So, Father, we thank you for answered prayer. Hallelujah. You said if we call on your name, hallelujah, you will answer us. So we call on the name of Jesus. We call on the name of Jesus. Have mercy in that Washington, D.C. area in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We thank you. Hallelujah. We lift you up. We magnify you in the situation. There is nothing too hard for you. You are high and lifted up, and we give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for your mercy. Hallelujah, concerning the Washington, D.C. area and those people that are not able to go to work. So we bless you, hallelujah, not because they don't want to, because things have been blocked by the hand of the president. So, Father, we thank you that you are greater than that. Hallelujah. So we ask for your mercy to step in and intervene on their behalf in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Lord God. We thank you for how we're able to look up unto the hills. Hallelujah. From which cometh our help. For our help coming from the Lord. We ask that you bless those that are unemployed at this time, that may not have a job and looking for a job. Hallelujah. We ask, Father, hallelujah, for your mercy there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for making a way. Those that may have interviews or those that are filling out applications. Hallelujah. We ask that you have mercy for those that are unemployed and are looking for a job. Hallelujah. That may be the sole provider of the home. We ask that you bless them, Lord God. Have mercy in the name of Jesus. Breathe on that situation, Lord God. Cause that person that's looking at that application not to pass that person's application by, but to stop and look and hire that person, hallelujah, as we intercede for them tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that we know that you are a provider. We thank you for we know you as a deliverer. We thank you for how we know you as Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God that provides. Hallelujah. So we give you praise. We give you glory. There is none like you, Lord God. We thank you for life, health, and strength this day in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We ask that you even remember those in the nursing home. Hallelujah. We ask that you bless them, Lord God, those that are elderly. Hallelujah. May not have family members in the vicinity, or maybe a family member hadn't come by in a long time. We ask that you comfort them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And those caretakers that are over and taking care of them, that you grant them to have a heart of compassion as they take care of those people in the nursing home, not to treat them abusively in language or conversation or attitude or way they handle them. Hallelujah, Father. We ask for the spirit of compassion to fall upon each and every caretaker, each and every nurse, each and every person that may come and even serve their food, that it be a spirit of love that fall upon them, Lord God, to be a blessing to that elderly person in the name of Jesus. Have them not to be just in that position for a paycheck, but to be able to take care of that person who is not able to take care of themselves in the name of Jesus. We ask for your mercy upon these nursing homes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for moving mightily, blessing them. Hallelujah. Some people don't even have a family member, Lord God, and all they look to see is that caretaker or that nurse or that person bringing them something to eat. But each and every person, Lord God, move upon them, their heart, to be compassionate towards them in the name of Jesus. We praise you. We exalt you. There is none like you. I lift up a sister in my church, Father. Hallelujah. Her mother, we lift up Mother Myers before you. Hallelujah. We ask for your mercy. We thank you for your divine healing upon Mother Myers in the name of Jesus. We even ask, hallelujah, that you bless her daughters that are around the clock taking care of their mother. Hallelujah. We ask that you breathe on them, encourage them. Thank you, Lord God, for ministering angels to minister to Sister Sandra Grant and her sister as they minister to their mother in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Doing that, mom has had a stroke and just invalid, but we ask that you breathe on those sisters, hallelujah, that basically have left their home to take care of their mothers. We thank you for their husbands, hallelujah, being in place and being all right with the fact that they are there helping their mother. We thank you for the children. We thank you for how the children and their husbands are coming in and assisting the mother. But most of all, Father, we ask for divine healing. There's a miracle that needs to be done for Mother Myers, Lord God. There is nothing too hard for you. So we ask that you have mercy upon Mother Myers in Jesus' name. We bless you and we glorify you for what you're going to do. You are high and lifted up, Lord God. We call upon your name, Jesus. We call upon your name, Jesus. We call upon your name, Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. God, you have given him a name that is highly exalted above every name, and at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So we call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your name, Jesus. Anybody on the line that is just needing healing or comforting, hallelujah, or peace, we call on the name of Jesus. Anybody in our families that are needing to be comforted, needing your peace, needing to be, hallelujah, healed, we just call on the name of Jesus. There is healing, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. There is deliverance, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your name. Thank you for how you have given us authority to use your name in the name of Jesus. We take power and authority over the works and the wiles of the devil, every scheme, every plot, every trick, every trap. We strip it now by the name of Jesus Christ. We cut it off at the root and the fruit of his labor, that he may try to come and attack our families or friends or neighbors or anybody in our surrounding area. We rebuke the hand of the devil now in Jesus' name. We thank you for your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. We thank you, Lord God, for your authority. We lift up our pastors before you. Hallelujah, our apostles, we lift up our leaders before you, thanking you for giving them wisdom, hallelujah, thanking you for filling them, hallelujah, with your knowledge, with, hallelujah, understanding and wisdom, hallelujah, to operate as the pastors and apostles and prophets in our church. We give you praise. We thank you. Breathe on them. We speak a fresh oil anointing upon the man and woman of God that you have put in place as our pastors, and we thank you for them, Lord God. Encourage their heart in the name of Jesus. Thank you for our pastors and apostles and those, hallelujah, that are over us in the church, hallelujah. But we know you are the actual shepherd. Hallelujah. So thank you for our pastors, how these pastors are from your heart. In Jesus' name, we praise you. We exalt you. We thank you for adding to our church daily. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we love you, Lord God. And there is none like you. Hallelujah. There is none like you. Just want to exalt your name. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father, for how each and every person on this line is continuing to stand and stand in the Lord. And as they still standing, they still standing in Jesus' name. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for your refuge. We thank you for your name. We glorify who you are. Hallelujah. Yeah, we bless you. Thank you, Lord God, for the anointing. Thank you, Lord God, for the gift to intercede. Thank you, Lord God, for being able to take our mind off our situation and just be able to pray and intercede for others. We thank you for what you're doing on the behalf of Pastor B.J. Hubbard. We thank you for what you're moving and how you're moving for Sister Mother Alexander. We thank you for how you're moving mightily in all those that are listening. We thank you for how they walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you, hallelujah, for what you're doing, your strength. We thank you for the movement. We have an expectation of how you're going to do and move mightily in each and every life, each and every family member. In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory be to the Most High God. We bless God. We open the line now for prophetess Bird, and we thank God for Prophetess Michelle tonight. Praise God. Pastor Bird.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Father, we come boldly now to your throne of grace, and we ask you for mercy, dear God. You already sent your Son to set us free. You already sent your Son in a sinful world, Father God, to pay the price for us, your people, your children, and your body. So right now, Father God, we come in the name of Jesus asking you for your mercy. God, you said whatever we ask in the name of Jesus, it shall be done. You said we have not because we ask not. So, Father, we come as humble as we know how. And, God, we ask you to strengthen us. Strengthen each one of us right now that's on this line tonight. God, if we are to stand in the gap for others, we ourselves need to be strengthened. We ourselves need to know that we're going to go through some suffering and we're going to go through disappointment and through pain. But, Father, we placed our hand on the plow and we won't look back. We won't come down, dear God. We're going to pray till something happens. So, Father, right now in Jesus' name, I pray for each one. I don't know who's on the line right now, but I know our prophet is Benjamin and Sister Alexander and Minister Alexander and prophet is and founder Pastor B.J. Hubbard. God, we're all on this line, and we all go through something ourselves, but yet we refuse to come down. So I'm asking that you touch each one, and Sister Willette, if she's on the phone, and Sister McCormick and others who might be on the phone, I don't know, but I pray they strength, I pray they wisdom. I pray, Father God, that as we come together as one, because, God, I know that there's strength in a multitude. So as we come together on one accord, I believe that whatever we ask in Jesus' name, it shall be done. And, God, we've had them to come about the government and everything that's going on there. But, God, we know that you're still God, you still rule, and you still reign. And if you are for us, who can be against us? We pray in the name of Jesus, God, that the United States government will come together on one accord, not about party, whether you're Republican or Democrat or Libertarian or whatever else is going on. But we pray that they'll come together for the country, that they would do the job that they were chosen to do, dear God, in Jesus' name. Because many are suffering because of the decisions that they have made or chose not to make. But God, in the midst of all of that, we're praying that in this miserable time where people don't have jobs and they don't have food and they can't do this and they can't do that, that they will turn to the one and only God and they will begin to cry out to you, that they will repent of their sins, dear God, and come and depend on you and accept you as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Because sometimes, God, we need a wake-up call. Sometimes we just need a shaking, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Because, God, you said you would never leave nor forsake us. And regardless of what it looked like or feel like, you are still in charge. You are still that God that sits high, but you see low. And you know what is going on right now. And you know what is needed. You are the answer to all our problems. You are the answer to everything. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we ask for your mercy and your grace upon your people, especially for those, God, who's in the household of faith. God, we are praying every provision, God, be met by you in the name of Jesus. We're praying, Father God, that you keep their mind on you, keeping their mind on the price, not looking at what's going on or to the left or the right. And, God, I'm not in that situation, so I don't know how I would feel. But one thing I know, that you're God. And if you know, it's going to be all right. So, God, we ask for your mercy and grace upon them. And we are asking, Father God, for those stubborn men who will not come to a decision, Father God, who don't care what the people are going through because they still living comfortable going through all of this. We are asking, Father God, that there be a turning and that there be a twisting, God, that there be some event that will come, God, that will touch their hearts and that they will turn from their wicked ways and seek you, dear God, in Jesus' name. There is none that you can't save, Father God. We don't know what's in the background, God. We don't know what's going to come out of this, but we believe it's going to be good in the name of Jesus. Because, God, we have forgotten all about you, and every nation that have forgotten about you have been destroyed and perished. Help us to wake up as the United States and know that we can't continue on this path that we're going on. We don't want you in our schools. We don't want you in the government. We don't want you in our homes. We don't want you. And God, every country that have pulled back from you is miserable now. So we stand in the gap for this country, dear God, and we ask your mercy and grace because there are prophets, God, that haven't even lifted up the head yet that's praying. And because we are a praying nation, Father God, and because we seek your face, and because we depend totally on you, Father God, you're going to act and it's going to be right on time. So in the meanwhile, we're asking that you strengthen them. In the meanwhile, we ask that you build them up. In the meanwhile, we ask that you continue to heal, to deliver, to set free and to provide for God in the name of Jesus. And God, we are praying again, and it's been prayed for before, about our president. Give him a change of heart, dear God. God, we are asking that exterior, Father God, wall that he's built up because he has money and because he has power and because he has substance. God, we're going to be just like the children as they walked around Jericho. We're going to shout and see that wall come tumbling down in the name of Jesus. As our praises go up, God, we're believing that change is going to happen here in the earth now in Jesus' name. So, God, have your way and help us not to be afraid of their faces, Father God. Help us not to be afraid of what's going to happen with the future because we know who holds our future, Father God. Our hope is in you. You have never let us down, Father God, and we seek your face with everything that is in us. I pray for your body to get stronger and stronger, and the more we depend on you, the less we have to depend on the government to do certain things for us, dear God. We're in this world, but we are not of it. We come from a different country, dear God, and our minds stay there in Jesus' name. So, Father, help us to keep our focus. Help us, God, to run this race. We don't have to run it swiftly, God, but we got to be consistent, and we got to stay the course. I am praying for every pastor and prophet and evangelist and teacher, God. Every man and woman that calls you Lord, every man and woman, Father God, that say they have turned that made that complete turn, Father God, I am praying for us to examine ourselves. And whatever is in us that's unlike you, God, help us to get rid of that thing so that we can be strong in these last days. Because, God, people gonna need teachers, and they need preachers, and they need prophets, and they need evangelists, and they need apostles, God, after your own heart. Men and women who are sold out, Father God, that will not compromise that word. Men and women, Father God, that will tell them the truth about how to be saved, God, without compromise. Men and women who are not afraid to speak the truth, even when it makes them uncomfortable, dear God. but so that your people can be saved and not being thrown here and there with every other doctrine. Make your body strong in these last days like never before, Father God, so that people will have some place to run, some place to go and get comfort. Let help us to be just like the horse pillar, dear God, because people get sick in these natural bodies, and they seek out physicians and nurses and teams, God, for their healing. God, I'm praying that that day would come when they would seek out Jesus. And God, they're going to need those same doctors and nursing, God, but they are called pastors and preachers and teachers, dear God. Raise up your body, Father God, to be a force to be reckoned with in these last days. And Father God, again, we pray for our households to be strong, Father. You know, God, the men and women of Christ is struggling just like the world. They are not having enough money. The finances is all over the place. God, everything that concerns us concerns you. And the answer to every problem is in the Word of God, the Bible. Help us to go back to that teaching, God. Help us to come to that place where we're just not spending everything that comes in our hand, Father. Teach us how to go in and how to go out so that when the world are going through all of that stuff, God, that we'll be able to tell them how to survive. It's all in the Word of God. Because, God, how can we give if we don't have to give? God, you says, more blessed the gift and receive. And a lot of times we're not in the position to give. But, God, I say every need in the body be met according to your riches in glory through Christ Jesus. I am praying for financial blessing, God, to those that need those blessings, and bring them out of all of that debt and bring them out of the places that they're in, Father God, so that we can impact the body. Ain't got nothing to do with our own comfort or anything else, God. But people gonna look at us and see what's going on in our lives, and then they gonna come in. You know, how can they come to you for financial counseling and your bills are a mess? How can they come to you about healing their bodies, Father God, and our bodies about to fall apart? Help us, God, to come back to our first love that we just read. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and in Jesus is yes and amen. All our needs are met in him, Father God. So help us to practice what we preach, dear God, before we go to somebody that borrows some money, before we go here. Help us, God, to go to the author and the finisher of our faith. Because, God, I'm believing you that this is going to be a year that we're going to see miracles happen, dear God. I believe that this is the year that we're going to see revival like never before. People are going to be running to church. God, but they got to see something. They got to see those miracles coming forth. They got to see blind eyes open. They got to see the wounded healed, dear God. They got to see them broken hearts, Father God, coming together. They got to even see families coming together, dear God, in Jesus' name. How can we love God when we don't even love our sisters and our brothers or our neighbors, God? Help us to get it together, Father God, so that you can use us in this end time like never before. I pray for our strength. I'm praying for new beginnings. I'm praying for us to get it right, dear God, in Jesus' name. Bless your body. Bless your church, Father God. in the name of Jesus. Make us strong. Help us to love one another like we should. Help us to be helpers one to another, dear God, in Jesus' name. Touch and heal our bodies and set us free, dear God, in the precious name of Jesus. And God, as you build your...
Praise the Lord. I'm not sure where the pastor got cut off or what. Pastor Bird? The phone might have cut her off. Well, praise the Lord. I'm going to give her 1 minute in Jesus' name. We pray, God, is there anything that cut her line off that, God, she can be restored? And if it is, that we should go on. And God, you bless. If she doesn't come back on, Mother Ella, Mother Willette, we'll open the lines for you. I'm just going to give her another minute. In the name of Jesus, we bless you for the word tonight. Bless you for, God, those that are ministers on the line, and as you bless them to bring forth, glory to God, the prayers of intercession, that you continue to move in a miraculous way. We give you glory, praise, and honor. Okay, Mother, we'll let you go ahead and pray.
Okay, praise to God. Hallelujah. Truly, we honor God, and we thank God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, thank you so much. Hallelujah, for these wonderful prayers, Lord God, and these prayers from the heart and sincere prayers, Father. And in the name of Jesus, I touch and agree with each one of them. And I just love you, Lord God. I thank you that you love us and that you're mindful of us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you've taught us to pray, Heavenly Father. And I just have a few scriptures I wanted to read. Isaiah 43, praise God, hallelujah, verses 1 through 4. And it went trying to play a trick on me. Isaiah 41 first. Praise God. 41 and verse 10. Okay. And verse 10 says, praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you, and I will uphold you with the righteousness of my right hand. Praise God. Hallelujah. And after that, I wanted to read 43, verses 1 through 4, that says, but now thus saith the Lord that created you, O Jacob, and he that formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, hallelujah, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, they shall not burn you, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia, and Seba for you. Since you was precious in my sight, you has been honorable, and I loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life. Fifth verse, fear not, for I am with you, and I will bring your seed from the east and gather thee from the west. Praise God. Father God, I just appreciate you for being our Father, and you taught us in your word, hallelujah, we don't have to fear, we don't have to be dismayed, for you are our God, you are with us, hallelujah, you will strengthen us, hallelujah, you will uphold us with the righteousness of your right hand, hallelujah, you will help us, and Father, we're interceding on behalf of ourselves and others on tonight as we're on this prayer line. I appreciate you so much because you are the living God. You're the faithful God. And I thank you that you made us in your image and after your likeness. Thank you, Lord God. You created us. Hallelujah. And we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that your thoughts concerning us are good. And you want us to reach the expected end that you have for us. Thank you for those that are baptized believers of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for those that are in expectation, hallelujah, praying with expectation, praying according to your word, what Jesus said in John 14:14, if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Glory be to God, hallelujah. And John 15:7, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done, hallelujah. And I love what you said in Mark 9, hallelujah, 23. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Now, we know in 1 John, the 5th chapter, hallelujah, we know when we pray to you, you hear us. And hallelujah, if we know for sure that you're on this line and that you're hearing what prayers are going up to you, we know that the petitions that we're praying with thanksgiving, that they shall come to pass, hallelujah, according to your word. Thank you that greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Thank you, Lord God, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, hallelujah. You said, hallelujah, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Hallelujah. We may not be in Trump Tower. We may not be in one of his hotels or the White House. But you've got a place that's built for us that's not made like hand. And Lord Jesus, you said if you go and prepare a place for us, you're coming again and you're going to receive us unto yourself. Thank you, Lord God, for the plans that you have us, and they shall come to pass. And Lord God, we realize there's a lot of things going on earth today, but God, none of it has gotten past you, for you're yet on the throne. You reign, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah. And you work things out, according to Romans 8:28, for our good, glory be to God. Even when the devil meant it for bad, you're turning around and work it out for good. So, Father, we pray the prayer of faith with expectation that what we're praying is sincere prayer, because you said the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And, Father, we intercede, hallelujah, for those, Lord God, hallelujah, that need help on tonight. The blind man said, Lord, have mercy on me, thou son of David, hallelujah. So, Father, we're praying that you have mercy upon the people that are in trouble on tonight. So many need help. So we pray the prayer of faith. We bind up all sickness, all pain. Lord God, we bind up all hurt, harm, and danger in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that your mighty warring angels will go before your people as they're traveling to and from their destinations. And we pray that they get there safe, Lord God, and get back safe in the name of Jesus. We counsel in the name of Jesus these murdering spirits, these spirits of oppression and depression, Lord God, we bind them up right now. How can we bind them? Because your word said whatever we bind down here, you're binding in heaven. So in the name of Jesus, we pray that those that have been held captive, oh God, will be set free, brought out of darkness and brought into your marvelous light with enlightenment, Lord God, that they are no longer, hallelujah, enslaved to the devil and his lying wonders. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that you set those, somebody strung out on alcohol or drugs or having issues with sex sins and identity, God, set the captive free. Bring them out of these strongholds and addictions, oh Lord God, these problems in their mind that they listened to the devil that told them that they've got to go with the same sex. The devil is a lie. Wake them up out of darkness into your righteousness, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We are praying, oh God, that you annihilate this lying spirit that has seduced so many people, even the children, some of them, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you break every yoke, destroy every stronghold. We bind up principalities, powers, in the name of Jesus. Those that are not of you, Lord God, we bind and we command them to be cast into utter dry places and placed in spiritual chains until the day of your judgment, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you eradicate, that you consume the very root cause for cancer. We pray that you wipe it out in the name of Jesus. I know that there's a day coming, hallelujah, that there be no more sickness, no more pain, no more tears. But God, we're praying in the meantime that according to Jesus, hallelujah, by his stripes that we're already healed. So we pray for supernatural deliverance, miracles of healings to be released in people's bodies, Lord God. We pray that those cancer cells are a thing of the past. Growths, abnormal growths, we command to die, dry up and die. In the name of Jesus, no aneurysms, no heart attacks, no strokes. In the name of Jesus, no blood clots. God, we're praying for healthy organs in the bodies. In the name of Jesus, heal, touch by your spirit and your power. Even now, back pains in the name of Jesus and joint pains, we command that there be a thing of the past, arthritic pain in the name of Jesus. That which is crooked, straighten out in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. You said it, Jesus, whatever we ask. If we ask anything in your name, you'll do it. So we're praying the prayer of faith because people need help, Lord. And sometimes the doctors, and we lift them up too, because the doctors, you can go to the hospital and they'll begin to scratch their head. They look in books. God, except you open up their understanding, they're not going to know nothing. I don't care how many books they try to study. It's just to confuse them. But give them wisdom, Lord God, and we know ultimately all healing comes from you. But you, Lord God, you have given us people down here because you said it's not good that man be alone, but you said also when you created us, hallelujah, you wanted us, Lord God, to be helpers. So you use people to accomplish certain things within the earth. But God, we can't do nothing except, Lord God, you give us guidance. Except you help us, Heavenly Father. So we're looking to you for help. Somebody in the hospital, except somebody, a caretaker. So we pray for the caretakers, the nurses, the doctors, the aides, the cooks, the ones who clean up, Lord God. We pray for these people, Lord God, that's helping somebody that can't do a thing for themselves. And we pray that people will begin to treat each other with kindness. You said that we ought to love you with all of our heart, soul, and mind, and then love others. Help us, Lord God, to treat people, Lord God, like we want to be treated. Treat them good, because if we say that we have the love of God down on the inside of us, then regardless of what they look like, what size, what texture of hair, what color, Lord God, we should be able to treat people with decency and kindness in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you so much. I pray, oh, Lord God, that you loose those who have been bound by the sickness of oppression and depression and anxiety, fear, and worry. Loose them and bring them out of this strong sickness that the devil has lied to them and made them believe that they have to bow down and take. The devil is yet a lie in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that those who have trouble in their mind and tormented in their mind, that they will come to themselves and realize that Jesus, I heard the phrase, Jesus, Jesus, praise God, Jesus, you're still the answer for the world today, hallelujah. It's at the name of Jesus, every knee, sickness, oppression, depression, and anxiety, whatever it is that's not like God, every knee must bow at the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. There is power in the name of Jesus. So I touch and agree with my sister in Christ Jesus' name, and we give you glory, Heavenly Father. We pray, oh God, that those who have been deceived are set free and loose from the spirit of deception in the name of Jesus, making them believe that they have to go with the same sex. That devil is a lie in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that you look at every person who's been lied to in the area of identity issues, Lord God. Straighten them out in the name of Jesus. Open up their eyes, their spiritual eyes, Lord God. Set them free from this lying spirit of deception in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We pray that you would open up blinded eyes, loose them that are yet bound in the name of Jesus. Set them free to come out of darkness and come to you and be appreciative to you for what you have done. For had you not been on our side, we all would be up a creek on a ship without a paddle, all of us, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you teach us through the power of your Holy Spirit how to pray, what to pray about, in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory on this afternoon. Thank you, Lord God, for every prayer that I've heard. Hallelujah. We pray for our children, Lord God, our grandbabies, our great-grandbabies, Lord God. We pray for parents this evening, those in positions of authority in the name of Jesus, that we wake up and loose ourselves from these technology devices. Even me on TV, sometimes it's just maybe watching too much TV, and I realize that and confess it to you, Jesus. But help us to loose ourselves from doing too much of something we don't need to be doing in the name of Jesus. Get out and go walking or go to the pool and do some exercise. Do something different. Think of how you can listen to the Holy Spirit on what you need to say to put children back on the right track, God. We're praying for our neighbors. We're praying, Lord God, that you heal the vertigo in the name of Jesus. Heal that incontinence, the person that's dealing with incontinence, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you so much, so much to pray about. But you said to cast all of our cares on you, for you care about us. You're concerned about what we're concerned with. And I thank you that you made a promise in your word that you would perfect that which concerns us. So we're standing on your promises. You said if we train up our children in the way that they should go when they're young, when they get old, they won't depart from it. So we pray for your help in these matters, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you so much that we can bring all our concerns, all our needs to you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, and we'll lay them at your feet, not trying to pick them back up because they're really too heavy for us to carry. We got enough to do. But I thank you, Lord God, even while we lay down and sleep, we thank you for sweet sleep. Someone's troubled and can't even lay down and sleep, rest well at night, but we bind that spirit up in the name of Jesus, and we pray for sweet sleep in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we praise you. We worship you, and I thank you for these that I've heard on tonight. For they are truly servants of the living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Teach us, be with us, guide us, and we thank you for all that you're doing to make our lives, Lord God, so much better. If we just, Lord God, let your will be done in us, just like your will is done in heaven, let your will be done in us. Let us seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, not our own. And let us give you the glory, for all the praise, all the glory, all the honor belong to you. For have you, if you were not on our side, oh my God, we, as the songwriter said, can't even walk without you holding our hands. Be with us, Heavenly Father. Guide us, teach us, lead us in the name of Jesus. And we bless you, we thank you, we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory and be to God. Thank God tonight for all the prayers that went forth. Mother McCormick, I know you're online and so forth. It has to be very brief if you want to pray. If not, we're going to go into, because we have about maybe 16 minutes left. So if you have something on your heart, briefly you can pray, and then that way we'll take these prayer requests. We thank God for the anointing that's been flowing tonight. So if you desire to, let me know. The line is
okay.
Open.
All right. I would just like to say I enjoy each and every one of y'all that prayed tonight. I was sitting here, and my phone went out. Like it said, everything was over with. And I thought it was over with. And I know I hear the Lord speak to me right then and there and say that it's not over with. And I dialed my number, and you know y'all was still on the phone praying.
Praise
I said, God, I thank you. Because I thought you was over with. But I'm not gonna pray. I enjoy each and every one of y'all tonight. So if you got prayer before,
well,
you,
you
can go ahead and do that.
You can have a prayer thanksgiving.
So what now?
So you can make it brief and do a prayer of thanksgiving then.
Okay. All right. I'm just gonna pray for each and every one of y'all if that's okay. Father God, in
yes.
the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you tonight, Lord. God, we just thank you right now for each and every one that have already sent up that prayer on tonight. Lord, we know that you heard it, and we know, God, you're going to grant it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Lord God, most of all for Sister Hubbard, God. We pray that you'll continue to bless her and her family. And, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for Mother Alexander as she prayed on tonight, God. And we know you heard everything that went up with her. And, God, we just thank you for her. We thank you, Lord God, for the prophet tonight, the lady that prayed on tonight. I don't know her name, but I thank you, God, for her, God, for my sister. I thank you, God, for her in the name of Jesus, how you use her on tonight with your words. I thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Bird, how she prayed out her heart on tonight, God, that you continue to bless her and bless her home. I ask you, Lord, to continue to look on Sister Willette. God, I pray for all these women of God that set up the word on tonight. And, God, we thank you for it, and we ask you to continue, Lord God, to bless them and make ways, God, this year in 2019, that these prayer will be open, that these prayer will come forward. And we're going to claim it, and we're going to decree it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I said Prophetess Michelle, but that's Prophetess Benjamin you'll be asking about and praying for. Oh. Because I just said Michelle. You probably didn't realize it was, I hadn't learned the name when I say Prophetess Michelle is Michelle Benjamin.
Is that the same
so that's
lady?
Who it is. Yeah, that was her.
Oh, okay. All right.
Prophetess Michelle, Pastor Bird, and Mother Willette, and Mother Alexander, those were the ones that prayed tonight, as well as myself. So, Father, we
okay.
do give you glory and praise for prayers that went forth, all the anointing. We pray for the pastors now, even though some of them have been hit. But, God, some of our local pastors, some of the pastors that are of the prayer warriors, some of the pastors, glory to God, that we know, glory to God, personally, and some that we don't know across the land, we ask you, Lord, a special anointing on them at this hour and this time like never before in the earth realm. God, even as you have heard Mother Willette many times, the meaningful prayers, even the other sisters have said prayers, word that will come forth when they preach and teach to reach in the name of Jesus, messages that will turn the heart from darkness into light. Glory to God. So I pray their strength. I pray their joy in the Lord, which is your strength, their strength. I pray, glory to God, that they continue to hold on to the peace of God, that they continue to cast their cares. I pray against any compromising spirit, tiredness, grief, and sorrow, and overwhelm, glory to God, of cause of the assignment you gave, that it won't become a task. And being, glory to God, like they're overwhelmed to be like it's grief and sorrow. I cancel every assignment of the enemy, even some that were so joyous in the assignment they had, and now they're getting overwhelmed. I plead the blood of Jesus. I pray they keep pressing like Nehemiah on the wall, but I pray, God, that they'll get a rest as they cast these cares upon you. In the name of Jesus, so many challenges go through the life of the real, sincere shepherds after God's own heart. So I'm praying, God, that you strengthen them, encourage them, and build them up, glory to God, in the local assemblies as well as around, glory to God, the nation, the international ones, and the ones around the globe. I'm praying, God, that you put a move in their spirit like never before. Keep their eyes fixed on you, that they don't allow sin to come into camp. If some doesn't come up, glory to God, let them be as the word of God that they're preaching, and the word says, if glory to God, that 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, so we can keep every door closed of the enemy and rebuke him, bind him up, and keep our focus, glory to God, to be committed, dedicated, and pledge our allegiance to you in the name of Jesus. So, God, we bless you for them in the name of Jesus. God, we glorify you in all that you've done and doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray and continue strength in the body as, God, obedient people, submitted people to the glory of God, being obedient to Christ, and even in leadership, God, that you, the ones that we say that God has set us to be able to sit upon under them as them being our overseers. God, help us, glory to God, to not get caught up in confrontation and confusion and setting up, glory to God, division in the midst. God, that the people of God will awaken and go to you first in whatever direction, even if they have done something in their own flesh, in the direction that they went or where they sit, that it won't be because of appeasing the flesh and the ears, that it will be, God, I want to submit and commit myself to you and whoever you have me to sit on. If there is a problem, then cast that care, give it to the Lord, pray and ask for direction. God, I pray, glory to God, for the body, for strength and unity and love. In Jesus' name, it's for what is forgiveness. And praise God. Amen. We're going to take, I'm open the lines in just a moment. So give me a moment to open all the lines as we give glory and praise unto the Lord. And if we will wait a moment, then I'll be able to take those prayer requests. And then we'll pray and believe God, because it's a time so many things are happening around us, in our families, outside the families, in the ministries, and wherever else. But we want to continue to give those praise, prayers to God, and requests that he may get all glory. Amen. Any praise reports or prayer requests, we're going to take them now. Amen. The lines is open. If not, we're going to pray and dismiss, giving God glory. Praise the Lord. So there's no praise reports tonight or praise reports. Well, Father, we do thank you tonight, and we give you glory for all that's been said and done. And God, we know there's some prayer requests from the people bodies that we've been leaving for the for our widowed mothers and others, glory to God, and Mother Freeman, Mother Smalls, and others, glory to God, that we have not even named their names. We pray, God, that you continue to bless them, strengthen them and others, God, and we're praying, God, that you continue to keep us focused. Keep us with a mind to hear you and ears to hear. Pray for Pastor Dorothy and her husband, thanking you for their healing, God, of that bronchitis and whatever a respiratory that had attacked their body, and any others that have been gone through that, in the name of Jesus. Bless us, God, through this weather and the different things that are going in these storms and what are binding up the forces of the enemy to bring untimely death or sickness or disease or even the decision-making rebelling against anything you say do. Help us to have wisdom to be led by the Spirit of the Lord, just as like my sister said tonight, just that quick, God, quick in the Spirit to say, God, things weren't finished on the lines for the prayer. So, God, we want to be able to tap right in, being so close to God as we draw nigh to him and he draw nigh to us, and he's going to draw nigh to us through the Spirit when flesh is being crucified and we're being in a place to seek his face, because the only one's going to see you is with glory to God, that pure heart. We're going to ask you, Lord, to help us the more that we shed off this flesh, that glory to God, and crucify, that you be glorified even the more. Thank you for our children, grandchildren, blood covered, those who are returning back to school. God bless them and keep them covered. And the grandchildren, now see, however, cover them under the blood. Don't let no hurt on them. Give them wisdom in their decision-making in the name of Jesus. Give the parents wisdom in their decision-making. We as believers in our decision-making, though they'll be wise in the name of Jesus. We glorify you. Cancel every predator and every setup, every trap, everything that comes to bring harm or danger. We bind it up and take authority and send it back to the dry places from whence it came. Loose God's anointing for that joy, that peace, that excitement, anticipation of expectancy, and the spirit of obedience to thy will. In Jesus' name we pray. We bless you again for these that are warriors that stay on the wall. And God, as you prepare the heart of the one that's to speak, God, we're praying we'll get an answer, glory to God, this week for the fourth Sunday in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. If Mother, well, I'll get back for confirming, and then we'll know from there. Bless the Lord. We bless you tonight. Give God glory to all that he's done and doing, and pray, God, that you continue to be encouraged as we strive more of him and less of us as we go further over into this 2019. In Jesus' name, put a hedge about us even through this weather that we're going through, that we will be comforted and strengthened and encouraged. Keep looking to the hills that's coming out here for all our provisions and all for our health and every other thing that we need to be delivered of or encouraged in Jesus Christ. Shalom, shalom.
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 Praise and shalom. Hallelujah.
Shalom.
Shalom. Give God glory. What a mighty God we serve. Awesome is he. Thank you, Jesus. Give all glory and honor to you.